A little later this hour on Air Talk, we'll look at third-party presidential candidates. Of course, California's not a swing state. So for some Californians who aren't highly enamored with each of or either of the two major presidential candidates, maybe they'll look to write someone in who isn't on the ballot at all, or to choose from among the third-party candidates. We'll talk about that coming up later this hour on Air Talk. Just a reminder that this evening at 6, we'll bring you live NPR's coverage of the vice presidential candidates debate, Kamala Harris and Mike Pence from Salt Lake City. NPR analysis follows live at 6, right here on KPCC. Well, in an op-ed published yesterday by the Los Angeles Times, three former Los Angeles officials who know well the inside workings of city government have proposed a radical change in the way the development process, the zoning and planning takes place in the city of Los Angeles. Rick Cole, the former deputy mayor of Los Angeles, former mayor of Pasadena, former city manager of Santa Monica and of Ventura, was one of the three authors of the piece, Prevent Future LA City Council Scandals by Fixing Our Planning System. Rick, it's good to have you with us again on Air Talk.
Thank you, Larry.
So let's talk about, first of all, the problem. We have these allegations of very serious corruption against former Councilmember Jose Huizar and others inside City Hall who are facing multiple felony counts here. But your piece is really about sort of the integrity of the whole process itself and the power that individual council members have over planning and development within their district. How would you change that?
Well, our point is that Los Angeles, which is a huge city of 4 million people covering 400 square miles, needs up-to-date plans that it sticks to. That's not actually radical. That's what most major cities have. That's what most cities around Southern California have. In the absence of up-to-date, good planning for the city, the result is that individual council members, the 15 council members representing the districts of the city, get to make decisions behind the scenes about which projects go forward and which projects don't, and to shape those projects. They're doing that because of the absence of good plans that can be adhered to. And the result is that as long as you have people who are making subjective decisions, political decisions, there's going to always be a temptation for developers through lobbying, through bribery, through any number of means to try to influence those council members' decisions. We're calling for taking the council members out of that process and developing good, up-to-date plans that ensure that there's adequate housing in Los Angeles, that there's adequate parks, that there's a good transportation system, and not relying on individual council members to make individual decisions about individual projects.
The Planning Reform Commission that you write about here reminds me a bit of the charter reform. I think there were two commissions, actually, that came up with plans for reforming the L.A. City Charter. Are there similarities in what you're proposing?
There are, and we also referenced the Warren Christopher Commission that was appointed in the wake of the Rodney King beatings. If you have strong people that represent the diversity of Los Angeles who know what they're doing, they can make recommendations for reform. I think what we're talking about, though, is something that goes beyond what the Christopher Commission did. We're talking about an up or down vote by the council. In other words, they couldn't pick and choose, well, we like this idea, but we don't like that idea. They'd either have to embrace the full scope of reform or reject it. And I think the political will of the community, given the gravity of these scandals, would be that we need comprehensive, fundamental reform. It's stomach churning to read in these long indictments from the federal government just the the brazen corruption that was happening in these council offices.
You have questions. You want to comment on what Rick Cole and his two co-authors of the LA Times op-ed from yesterday are proposing? We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Gail Goldberg, former LA City Planning Director from 2006 to 2010, one of the authors of that, and Bud Avram, Deputy Mayor and General Manager of the City of LA, 2003 to 2017. And he, too, like Rick Cole, with a number of different cities during his long career in city administration. Also with us is David Ambrose, member of the Los Angeles City Planning Commission, and he was, up until 2017, the president of the Planning Commission. David Ambrose, good to have you with us again. Your thoughts about what the three, including Rick, are proposing here.
Well, first, let me just say thank you for having me. And I've been listening every day. I have become a super fan of Dr. Chen Hong and the other folks you've had on there every day. So
well, thank you
for that service. Listen, I wish Rick had reached out because I would have signed my name to this. I would say that what they've laid out here is a mid-long-term fix to the fundamental issues that we have to wrestle with. As a volunteer member of the City Planning Commission with my eight colleagues, we have had a front row seat to a lot of the projects that are in the paper and a lot of issues that are not. And so while I agree with this just fundamentally and would do anything I can to support it, Rick, I would say that there's some short-term things that we need to do and could do without a longer process and candidly must do that simply cannot wait. You know, a lot of the problems and projects that have been in the paper for various reasons have had to do with, for example, a section of the charter. When the City Planning Commission passes a project, we don't get an up or down vote. It goes to the council and occasionally by the exercise of a section of the charter 245. And what that allows for is a line item veto of the decisions or recommendation of the Planning Commission. And what that allows for then is what I would describe as, you know, mishigas. Like some of the issues we've developed in the city, some of the corruption that's been in the paper has to do with individual removals of things that we have placed in terms of conditions. So, for example, affordable housing, which has been noted in the LA Times, the number of times that we've put that into approvals, it has been removed. And not just removed by some of the council members that are in trouble, but unanimously. Which brings up the second issue, which is not a something we need to put on paper, but something that needs to be a behavior change, namely that almost universally, the council votes along with the wishes of the district representative. That is not the exercise of independent judgment. And a number of times when I've reacted to that and spoken to council members off the record, offline, and said, why would you remove affordable housing? You're such an advocate. They would candidly be surprised that they had voted that way.
So because they were just following their colleague in whose district the development was being considered.
That's right, sir.
Okay.
And I think we need, like the City Planning Commission does, a citywide perspective where things like that no longer occur. So while I agree on the long-term reform efforts that Rick and his others have laid out, there are some things we could do in the short term, charter, exercise reform, as well as some behavioral changes that I think could address some of the short-term issues.
Rick and David, and I guess, Rick, I'll ask you for this, though. I mean, one of the arguments in favor, despite all the pay-to-play that appears to be going on in City Hall and might well have been going on for many years, is that these are the elected representatives. It's not, with all due respect, the members of the Planning Commission. It's not city staffers. It is the council members with whom the buck stops and who are representing their constituents. So with this sort of a planning reform commission that you're talking about, or having to do a straight up-down vote even on a planning commission recommendation where they can't do the sort of line item removal, doesn't that remove some of the democratic checks that exist when council members decide this?
It's a good argument, but it's a wrong argument. let's use an analogy. let's say that business taxes could be individually adjusted by individual council members. Because, hey, you know, there are elected officials. We should be able to go to them and get a fair shake. You can imagine the chaos, the corruption, and the dysfunction that would create. The best protection for neighbors and for property owners is to have clear rules that everybody has to abide by. That way, there's no monkeying around. There's no subjectivity. There's no last-minute surprises. There's no ability to work around the system. And I think the point we also tried to make in our article is this has, besides corruption, this has real-world implications for every single Angeleno and everyone who works in Los Angeles, goes to school in Los Angeles, or shops in Los Angeles, which is pretty much everyone in Southern California. Good planning for the central city is critical for our economic competitiveness, is critical for a functioning traffic system that moves people between Beverly Hills and Santa Monica and El Monte and Los Angeles. It's critical for the dealing with our homelessness crisis, which crosses city borders. Good planning, you're never going to have perfect planning, but good planning that is up to date is critical for solving homelessness, for having affordable housing, for having adequate parks, for dealing with racial segregation. That's the purpose of planning. And Los Angeles has been slow on doing it. And part of it is because of this, the power it gives individual council members. It means that they get lots of campaign contributions. It means they get lots of attention. It means they have lots of power. But it's not a good system. A good system is one where they set the rules and someone else enforces them.
Rick, how would you assure that this Planning Reform Commission is broadly representative of the interests of Los Angeles, the vastness of this city, the so many different stakeholders, so many different characteristics of communities of Los Angeles? I mean, it seems like you'd need a massive committee to really represent that diversity.
We're not talking about taking away from the Planning Commission the shaping of planning policies, ultimately to go to the city council for democratic process and approval. What we're talking about is fixing the system. The system is broken. Planning is a dynamic process that should be going on all the time. Many of the plans that we now have are 20 and 30 years old. The world's changed dramatically in 20 and 30 years. Our commission idea is simply to fix the system. And there are other cities that have much better systems that could easily be studied. So, a 12 or 15 or 17 member commission that represents the geographic diversity of the city, the ethnic diversity of the city, the gender diversity of the city, the backgrounds, I think you could put together a group of people who could get something done, take it to the council, get an up or down vote. If it requires a vote of the people, go to the voters and fix the system, and then put people like David back in charge of planning for the city and really do a good job of planning for the city and enforce those rules rather than leave those rules to the individual decision-making by individual council members that is then rubber-stamped by their colleagues. That's not transparent, it's opaque, and it's dysfunctional.
Rick Cole, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about the joint op-ed the LA Times published yesterday that you co-authored. Thank you. Appreciate it. Deputy Mayor of Los Angeles, up till 2015, former city manager for Santa Monica and Ventura, former mayor of Pasadena. He served in leading positions in so many cities. Rick Cole, the piece yesterday in the Times, Prevent Future L.A. City Council Scandals by Fixing Our Planning System. And my thanks to member of the L.A. City Planning Commission, David Ambrose, who was president of the commission up till 2017. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we talk about California, not being a swing state. Where the electors in the presidential race are going is not a mystery here in California. So for some listeners, that may free them up to write in candidates who aren't even on the ballot, or to choose from among the various third-party presidential candidates as well. We'll talk with listeners and find out if they're going down that road, if they're not particularly enamored of either of the two major party presidential candidates. And we'll talk with presidential and political historian Julian Zelizer of Princeton. We'll talk with us about third parties and their place in American politics. It's Air Talk on KPCC. We'll be back in 90 seconds.